The Republican candidates for president will be taking to the stage once again tonight for their third debate. And joining us this morning with a preview is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, thanks for having me. And we'll start out to see, with the debate tonight, which Republican can try to be the one that ends up one-on-one with former President Trump.
And, of course, he's not participating in this debate tonight.
Again. And he feels he's so comfortably ahead, and his solid supporters not only pleased with him, but pleased with the latest polls. The New York Times Siena College poll shows him ahead in five of the six states that are crucial, and also CNN had an overall poll showing him beating President Biden.
So we're going to have five candidates in this debate because it's been more of a streamlined process. What are you looking for one of these candidates to do tonight?
I'm thinking in terms of not only who's going to be the one-on-one, but who might be going for the VP spot, and look out for Senator Scott from South Carolina, because I don't think the other major people will be in Trump's idea to be VP.
And speaking of VPs, his former VP no longer in the race.
And I think what hurt him, and I believe he came out number one during this whole who won the election, because he showed courage. But I don't think the Trump people would vote for Pence for anything, and he didn't have enough money, and that's why he probably stopped his campaign at this particular time.
Now, one of the things, of course, we're going to have to talk about is last night there were some elections, and do you think that'll be a discussion in tonight's debate?
I think the thing to look at is that the Democrats overachieved and the Republicans underachieved, and I think the abortion issue will take place. And there was another loser in the election, most of the American Catholic bishops who don't want to defend the position. Some do, most don't. And I think that's going to be a big issue come November of 2024.
All right. Well, the debate will take place tonight at 8 p.m., and NBC says the event will air on its television streaming and digital platforms, including streaming on NBCNews.com. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Dan.